and welcome to show 20 of the Dub de Dub Review podcast. I am Laura Fitzpatrick, and I'm joined tonight by my friends Chris Malik and Peter Panacorvo. How are you doing, guys?
Good. How about yourself, Laura?
Good.
Great, Laura. How are you?
Good. Enjoying the spring weather. It's finally here.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
Sun's shining. Grass is growing. The trees are almost filled.
Springtime tulips
are still. Yeah, exactly. We get to enjoy it for such a little amount of time where we live, though. It goes from practically winter into summer within 3 weeks, you know. So
I'll take a thunderstorm over a snowstorm anytime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to throw my question out to you guys. And right off the bat, I'm going to get you guys thinking.
Oh, man, that's not our strong suit.
No, it's not. My head already hurts just thinking about thinking.
It's not that hard.
But. We'll see you guys.
Okay. I want you to rate in order the table service restaurants at Hollywood Studios. And I will name them for you.
Oh, thank
you. You don't have to think too hard.
Thank heaven.
That was close.
Okay. Here they are in no particular order. Hollywood and Vine, 50s Primetime Cafe, Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, the Hollywood Brown Derby, and Mama Melrose.
Okay, a little slower as I write these down, Laura, please.
Okay.
50s Primetime,
Hollywood
Mama Melrose.
50s Primetime, Hollywood Brown Derby, Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, and Mama Melrose.
Okay.
I've eaten at all but one.
I've eaten at three. Peter, how many have you got?
I've eaten at two.
Okay. So we're going to have a biased opinion.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Pete, you want to go?
Sure. From 5 to 1, I'm going to go 5 with Mama Melrose just because we have so much good Italian food around here. I'm kind of spoiled with it, and I'm very particular about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Hollywood and Vine 4th. Brown Derby just because it's signature and they have that salad. Then it's going to be Sci-Fi because, hey, who doesn't like eating a burger in a car? As long as it's not in my car and my interior getting wrecked. And my number one's going to be 50s. You know, for the atmosphere and, you know, the fun it can be. And, I mean, the meatloaf and fried chicken, really. Who can badmouth it, so.
True enough. Chris?
Pete, I love it. I'm going to go from 1 backwards, because I'm only going to have a few opinions here. I don't know if I'll even get to number 5. But, Pete, I agree with you. 50s Primetime. My wife and I honeymooned many, many moons ago in Florida. We actually stayed at the Disney Institute, and I remember clearly eating at the 50s. I got the meatloaf back when I was a carnivore, so I remember it. It was a really cool experience, you know, getting yelled at, being told to get my elbows off the table, being publicly humiliated, but it was really cool. So that's number 1 for sure. As far as number 2, I would say Mama Melrose. I'm just hoping that it lasts and it stays around through all the reconstruction. I'm going to go right.
One, yeah.
Right? I know. I'm going to go to the Sci-Fi Diner. Because you're right, Pete. Seeing 3-minute video clips, eating in a car, that's... Where else can you get that? That's pretty unique. I'm going to go to the Brown Derby because of the grapefruit cake. And I know we've actually had that. So the grapefruit cake is something special. The rest of the menu I know is really good, but we just went for the grapefruit cake.
Yeah.
And Hollywood and Vine, I've not eaten it. So it comes in last, but not because of choice. It just comes in last because it's the unknown. So there you have it.
Good. Good.
Where do you sit?
Well,
you've eaten at them all, so you're our expert.
All but one, yeah. Well, if I didn't eat at 50s this last trip, then it would have been lower on my list. But my number one is Brown Derby, just because that's where I got engaged in the grapefruit cake. I love that grapefruit cake. And 2 is going to be 50s. And then a close 3rd is Sci-Fi Diner. 4th is Mama Melrose, and 5th is Hollywood and Vine.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, before we start, I got to tell you, I'm excited, and everyone who's listening is going to know, you know, we are going to be meeting, we have a date with an Imagineer coming up in a few days, When we release this program, it'll just be a couple of days, but we're going to be meeting with in an afternoon with Marty Sklar, and we're going to have a full report on that. You want to talk about that at all, Laura?
I can't wait. He's okay. Coming to Museum of Science and Industry here in Chicago, and I had the opportunity to see him back in 2012 on Epcot's 30th anniversary. Marty Sklar did a couple of seminars that I attended, and just listening to this guy speak, it's like nothing you've ever heard before. He knew Walt. He worked with Walt. So when he talks about Walt, it's, you know, it's not just
firsthand.
Yeah, it's firsthand information. It's not just Walt, the man that created the company. It's like Walt, the friend, and Walt, the boss and the mentor. So I'm really excited.
You know, I know he's got his hands in every park. I know his, you know, his future project is going to be this. I from what I understand, he's going to develop this auto dealership right outside the Magic Kingdom. And what?
Yeah. Okay.
What? I heard this. It's reputable sources.
Don't you start rumors now.
Come on. Wait, now.
Who was the reputable source? Was it your kid?
Well,
the WDW review.
Yeah, I can't divulge my source, Pete. All right? It's a source.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think I know where the source is, and it gives milk on, and then, you know, every other day. It sounds like some cow flop there. I don't know.
I am telling you, I know this firsthand. So, and if he reveals it on Sunday, you guys will be surprised. I guarantee that.
I'll probably have a heart attack.
We are all three of us are going to be going, so we're going to have a really cool show in the future. I don't know if it'll be show 21 or 22, but we're going to have a full report on that. And yeah, you know, it's going to be just something really unique, really special. We occasionally get, and this I'm using air quotes, it was a Disney celebrity up in Chicago, but it doesn't get much bigger than this from the Disney company, at least. So we're excited as can be. So sorry, didn't want to sidetrack you on the show today, Laura.
No, that's good information. Yeah, so tune in the next couple weeks, and we'll talk about our experience with Marty, and, you know, we're on a first-name basis, so.
I know, that's why I'm...
If any of our listeners are going, you know, make sure you stop us and say hey, and I think tickets are still available. I haven't seen that sold out, but, you know, there's still time to check it out, so, yeah.
Yeah, and if you are going, let us know.
Yeah.
You know, put it on our Facebook page. You know, obviously, we're not recognizable. Other than the three of us, there'll be a very tall gentleman named Pete, a very pretty-looking woman named Laura, and then a person that is receding his hairline quickly, and that'll be me. So feel free to grab us or let us know you're going. So,
yeah.
Anywho,
all right.
What were we going to talk about today, Laura?
We are going to the Magic Kingdom today, guys. You ready?
Oh, we are ready. We're there already.
We're actually
where are you?
Going?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you?
We're there. We just walked through the gate.
No, this is... I'm in my second bedroom. I don't know what you're talking about.
Pete, it's magic. It's radio magic, Pete. You're ruining it.
Oh, you guys
come
gotta
on.
Warn me about this stuff. Seriously.
Come on.
Close your
okay.
eyes. Okay.
Last time I did that, I don't know.
So,
family show.
Anyways.
Laura, we gotta hang up on this and do this by ourselves.
Okay.
Just me and you, Laura.
Really? Okay, so on my last trip, I did a lot of thinking about ride placement. So, in the Magic Kingdom, I want to ask the question, does ride placement matter? And I'm going to throw out a couple of attractions and shows and parades and fireworks and... You're going to tell me where you would choose to sit. If the cast member said, okay, you know, pick a spot, and you had the choice to pick of where you would want to sit and experience the attraction.
Okay, so ride placement as in the seat in the attraction or
yeah.
the ride, not necessarily placement in the park. Okay.
Right, so like,
cool.
If I were to say Peter Pan, that doesn't really count because it's an Omnimover. So
mm-hmm.
you're either going to sit on the right side or the left side. Or in the middle if you're riding by yourself. So
yes.
that would be a bad example. So I'll throw out
That was the one I had an opinion on, too. Oh, well.
Sorry. And you probably have the same opinion for Haunted Mansion, then, too?
Well, yeah, kind of.
All right, so this is cool. We've not touched on this before.
Yeah, so something different, I thought. We'll try it, see if it works. So we're just going to stick with Magic Kingdom today. And if it works, then we can do the other parks. So,
Laura, this is the WW review. Nothing works. We just improvise as we go along. Haven't you learned that in 20 shows?
That's true. Okay, so first attraction I'm going to throw out there is Jungle Cruise. So the cast member says, you know, it's an empty boat. Where are you going to sit? Pete, I'm going to you first.
Is at the wheel an option?
Is at the wheel an option?
Yeah.
You cannot drive the boat.
Well, you said anywhere I wanted.
Well, you're still a guest in the park.
Like a 7-year-old might get to drive the boat, Pete.
Hey, you can ask. You can ask Missy. When we're there, I act like a 5-year-old. So.
Well.
Don't we all? Right.
I guess I probably tend to sit on the right side as you're moving forward, so that the non-dock side.
The non-dock side. Okay.
Okay.
So front or back?
Well, seeing as how I'm not a big fan of the exhaust, I probably try to sit in the front.
Okay. Do you think it matters on Jungle Cruise where you sit?
A little bit. I mean, if you're on the other side, then you're trying to look across everybody else in the boat.
Pete, you're spot on. Absolutely. The last time I was there with the family, we got seated, the very last group on it. We have 5. They seat us in the back of the boat. So all the things that you want to see are actually, you're approaching them. You're looking on to people and across the boat, and you're looking past the pilot, and you're looking past the wheel. And you get an obstructed view of everything, unless it's literally right next door to you as you're driving past. So when he pulls his gun out and he shoots, you can't see it. You have to go. So your seat should be as close to the pilot as possible. Either side is cool, but as close to the pilot as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the obstructed view is brutal, especially because you want to take in everything. I could sit on that ride 3, 4, 5 times in a row, but you want to take in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have as little obstructions as possible.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere in the front, either on the left side or the right side, avoid the middle.
Or driving the boat, of course, yeah. As some adults like to do. So.
Okay, so that was the first one. Next one, I'm going to go with Space Mountain.
So it's a matter of 1, 2, or 3 seats, right? It's just the first, second, or third seat.
Technically, there's 6 because the 2 trains are connected.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, and then the second train is 4, 5, 6, and you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
So, cast member says, which seat would you like? Where do you go?
Okay, so I know that the general rule of thumb would be the back is the fastest and most violent. The front is the most unexpected. I go with the front. When I would get off that ride, I think the speed's probably negligible, but not seeing how the cart tilts and being completely unaware of where the track's going to take me,
mm-hmm.
that would be the exciting part.
Yeah.
Because in front of your car is literally the cliff, the fall off. You wouldn't have any idea of the twist or turn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hurts, no doubt about it. When you get off that ride, you feel like you've been in a fight. But the front, mm-hmm. that's where I'm picking.
Okay. Pete?
Well, being 6'6", I'm taking seat 3 or seat 6, just because I need the leg room.
There you go. See? Placement matters.
I didn't think about that. Is there more leg room in 3 or 6, Pete?
Well, because you're sitting in a row.
Okay.
You know, I've always found that I've got the most room in the back seats in that ride.
Yeah.
So I can stretch my legs forward a little bit further.
1 and 4, you're kind of scrunched in there a little bit.
Okay. I guess I never thought about it that way. So if you're tall, take 3 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Laura, where are you sitting?
I'm leaning towards with you, Chris, because at Space Mountain, it's dark, so. And you can, if you sit in the back, you can see the person's head in front of you. So the feeling of sitting in the front is really good. But then I'm a roller coaster person, and I like getting as much speed as I can. So most of the time I try to wait for seat 5 or 6. And especially when I go as a single traveler, which happens often when I go with my husband, because he doesn't ride it, I always kind of stick around for seat 6 to see, because typically there's a party of 2 in front of me. So I'm going to go with seat 6 just because I like feeling, getting more speed.
Okay. Yeah, valid.
Yeah.
Cool. Where are we going to next? Hang on, I got to go to the bathroom. Let me go to the bathroom in the Magic Kingdom. Where's the best bathroom?
Rapunzel's bathrooms. Hello. All
right, so take us in that direction. I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. we'll stop at PhilharMagic. That's right around the corner from Rapunzel's bathroom. Are you done?
Not yet. Okay, so we're in PhilharMagic.
Okay. So PhilharMagic is, you know, a 3D show. So this one might not matter as much, and we probably don't need to talk about it as much, but I prefer sitting in the back of PhilharMagic, like towards the back, because then you're not so close to the screen and you can kind of see everything straight forward instead of having to turn your head around. Would you guys agree to that? Or disagree? Or no preference?
Yeah, I'm going back center just because I don't want to wrench my neck staring up at the screen.
Yeah.
Well, we've been there, and we've actually got stuck in the first, I think it was the third row off the front. And that was even a good seat there. So I can't say there's a bad seat other than
right.
At the end of the show, when the peripheral stuff happens outside of the screen on the walls where Donald gets shot out and whatnot,
could
you see him if you were in the back? Or would you not be able to see him? You know, would you have an obstructed view of that? Okay, because I was going to say, in the front, we just turned around and we saw it,
right.
And it was clear to us what it was. So, I don't know if there really is a preference for me in that one, because I've sat in row 3, and it was perfectly fine. I wasn't...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a craned neck, so...
I
don't know if
I usually go all the way to the right side, because I always have to step over the people who stop in the middle, and even though the cast member is saying... Don't stop in the middle. Don't stop.
Oh,
I'm the person that steps on the feet of the people who stop in the middle.
Good girl. You should do that, right?
Yeah.
You're not being considerate. Okay.
But this
I step on people's feet without trying.
Well.
I get size 14s, though, so I guess that's probably why.
All right. Laura, before we go out of here, though, I'm hungry now. So, Pete, where do you want to eat?
I want a Dole Whip, actually. I'm not that hungry yet.
Well, we were on the Jungle Cruise. All right, so Pete just wants a Dole Whip, so take us there.
Well, we can head back over to Pirates. That's in the same general direction.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mmm.
Seat preference. Does placement matter?
Man. And they're all so good. You know, you get advantages on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Dunking the mayor on one side, Captain Jack on the other, and the redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Pete, I need some time.
Moving, if you're in the boat moving forward, I'm on the left side in the middle.
Okay.
I like being next to the pirate ship that's shooting the cannons.
Yeah. Yeah, I like looking at all the details on there, too. Yeah.
I can't claim a side, but I can claim front of the boat.
Okay.
Because I love to record, and I love to take pictures, and I hate getting the back of heads in my pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And on that ride, you need an unobstructed view.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I like the front. I think the front matters on that one.
The front definitely matters in that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so worried about the thrill of the drops, but I got to sit up front. I don't want to see heads in my shots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I agree. Front.
One of my... all-time favorites, I will admit.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in my mind that echoes the Magic Kingdom more than that queue and that ride. I know people would argue, you know, for their favorites, but the Pirates is the quintessential Magic Kingdom ride. That means vacation to me when I'm down there.
Yeah, I agree. The smell of it alone.
The smell of it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the kids' fingers in the water that make it smell so good. I don't know, but it's just this. That wasn't right. That was bad.
Well,
That was
any
bad.
Fingers being chopped off when the kids are putting their fingers in the
water. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. All right.
All right. Let's head over to Splash Mountain.
Okay.
Splash Mountain. So,
so the question is what? Whether we want to get wet or not, right,
Well,
Lana?
Pretty much. Does placement matter on Splash Mountain?
Hmm. What time of the day is this?
It's...
Because that makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's a legit question.
Midday, yeah. 2 o'clock.
So it's top of heat.
It's hot.
And now I'm going to have swampy drawers the rest of the day. Oh, boy.
Charles...
Where are you sitting,
Charles,
Laura?
Charles and I love this ride, and it seems that we are lucky and we always get put in the front, and that's where we like to sit. We like being in the front, and, you know, you get to see everything firsthand, and you're in the front for the picture going down, and then, of course, you get the wettest if you're sitting in the front, but that doesn't bother me. So I'm going with the front, and I think it matters.
Okay, I got to be honest. If this is anything before, say, 7 o'clock in the evening, I'm sitting in the back as far from the splash zone as possible. After 7 o'clock, I don't care. Just knowing how many steps I put in that day. I think that actually that would take away from it if I were to get soaked, no matter how hot it was. There's nothing worse than peeling off that sock at the end of the day and seeing those blisters form. You know?
Gotta get the blister band-aids.
Yeah. Or just another pair of socks.
Or another pair of shoes. Hey, but then I gotta leave the park.
No, you don't.
You know? If I turn to an old man... Right? Get off my lawn!
Don't they have DVC lockers?
I couldn't tell you.
They have lockers in the park.
Yeah.
But I'm not bringing around two pairs of shoes.
Why not?
Throw them in a backpack. You throw that backpack in the locker. After you go on the water rides for the day, you go to the locker. Everybody gets new fresh shoes, dry socks. Everybody's happy. You can move on.
Wouldn't you like to go on it twice, though, Pete? Once not getting wet to enjoy it, and then once getting wet later?
Part of it getting wet is part of enjoying it.
Oh, man.
I'm already... with Laura on this one. I'm sitting in front. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides the fact that being a big guy, it makes it more likely that people further back will get wet, too, because there's more weight in the front then.
Okay. Maybe I'm just a wet blanket then, huh? And are you blocking people's view now, Pete, because you're in the front?
Yeah, not my problem.
When you put your hands up, nobody else behind you can see.
That 7-year-old behind you.
Your hands are cut off in the photo.
Okay. So, you guys don't mind the old wet socks and underwear the rest of the day?
No.
I guess I wear the right type of clothing that it'll actually dry fast.
Man.
Yeah, when we're going down the drop, though, I lean forward so that my bag doesn't get wet. And it seems to help. I don't get wet as much.
Okay. All right. So when I go down there, I'll have to make sure I sit in the front if I want to get soaked and get chafing the rest of the day. So, very right. good.
A very personal show this week.
Right? How do we go off the rails?
Okay.
Where are we at?
Well,
where are we at
have an opportunity to get dry. We're going to go on Big Thunder next.
Wait, you're keeping us nice and close by. Are we eating first? Are we eating at all?
That's for another show.
Okay. Big Thunder.
Yep.
Pete, Big Thunder, what do you think?
I really don't have a preference on Big Thunder. I guess the back. I've always enjoyed roller coasters, even though I don't like heights, which is odd. But anyway. I've always been kind of a back of the roller coaster guy, especially since Great America by Us put in Batman, and I found out the very last seat in the very last row, like furthest from the loading area, gets the absolute most G-force of any other seat in that entire train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might believe that.
You know, I'd agree with you in the back here, because even though you have somewhat of an obstructed view with people in front of you, there's enough elevation change where you still get plenty of open views that aren't obstructed. You know,
looking at the stuff on the sides anyway, I'm not really looking forward much.
Yeah, that's true. I think definitely not the front here, because that's a limited speed roller coaster in the first place.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to get any kind of roller coaster action out of it, it would be in the back. And there's enough to look around. Wouldn't bother you.
Yeah. And the train for Big Thunder is much longer. So especially when you're going over that first hill. I mean, if you're sitting in the front, it's like waiting and waiting.
Yeah, you're down the hill already, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're halfway down the hill before you start moving. So, I prefer sitting in the back for this one, too.
Unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Yep, back.
Put it on the board.
All right.
Yes.
That's the Chicago people. I'm sorry.
That's a White Sox thing. That's,
yep.
That's why I get wet with it. But
the reference is lost on me.
Anyway.
Okay. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I think that one's kind of the same as Big Thunder.
Well, it would in this perspective. The G-Force is none. A little more turbulent. But I like to stay in the mine as long as possible. And so you would actually, you know, the train would slow down prior to the mine's entrance.
That's true.
So you'd have a little longer time to spend observing things and absorbing, you know.
For the first time this last trip, I got to ride in the very back. Normally, I ride in the very front, just because of where I get thrown in by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the back because when you go through the mine, a lot of it already kind of happened. So you get to see the animatronics doing the hi-ho towards the end instead of like right at the beginning, because you kind of go through there really fast. So
that's what I mean, right?
Yeah. So
that's the highlight of the ride, at least in my mind. That's the attraction of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it swings left to right, but it's hardly noticeable. That's the attraction.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the back.
Pete, I know you've not gone on it, right?
I have not.
Okay. We're going. When we go down there, we're going.
Yep. Hey. We're going to the back.
Right to the back.
Right to the back.
All right.
All right, we're going to finish up our day. Well, no, I guess we have to do Festival of Fantasy and then Electrical Parade. So these kind of go hand in hand. The Festival of Fantasy Parade starts in Frontierland, whereas the Electrical Parade starts in Main Street. So we can talk about the differences there. But where's the best place to watch a parade in the Magic Kingdom? So Festival of Fantasy first, because that one starts in Frontierland.
I'm probably trying to get as close to the starting point. So probably like the pin trading outpost.
Okay.
Like that little porch area there.
Yeah.
Because then as soon as it's passed, then I can get across over to Big Thunder, Splash, or make my way over to Pirates.
Yeah.
That's thought out entirely too well for me, Pete. I don't know if I have a particular spot that I'm looking for. I want to say in the hub, but I realize that's chaos. And I want to say right down the middle of Main Street there, but I realize that's probably chaos too. As long as I'm front row, I'm cool with it wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'm front. So I had to elbow that old couple out of the way, but I'm sitting front row. So,
okay. This last trip I broadcasted on Facebook from pretty much right in front of Liberty Tree Tavern. And that was okay. It was okay. I mean, it was just coming straight to the side, so there wasn't any angled viewing or anything like that. If I can, I prefer to watch it on Main Street so I can sit on the curb. You know, so at least I'm sitting. But then Festival of Fantasy, the floats are so high that I really would like to try watching it from the train station to be up higher.
True.
You know, because I've seen videos of the parade coming down Main Street and you're at the train station and it's a completely different perspective because you're much higher. So I'd like to try that sometime.
Mm-hmm. Now, the electrical parade where you were watching, we sat last time by the dock of the riverboat there, where we were standing there. And that's a great spot, because when that parade lets out, people usually bail, and they're usually following that parade right on the way out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, that's a great point to decide. Do you want to go and hit up Haunted Mansion a few more times? Do you want to ride Small World? And all these rides at this point are darn near walk-on at this point. They're 5-minute, 10-minute waits. You want to go back to Splash? Do you want to go back to Thunder Mountain? And that's like a great point to kind of position yourself, because mm-hmm. it's equidistant to everything. So that's where I would sit for the electrical parade,
yeah.
is right there. But I wouldn't take the inside route by the Liberty Tree Tavern. I'd stay in the outside ring where it would literally pass in front of me and then away from me.
Right.
So I wouldn't have to go across the road at any point. I'd be free to maneuver around it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
See, for electrical, I'm kind of camping out over by Plaza Ice Cream.
Okay.
And then, because then I have a straight shot. I can hop down those stairs. There's still a couple of tables there. And I can watch Wishes right there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to find a new spot for Wishes after I see the Electro Parade.
Yeah. This is what I used to do when I'd go to Disney World by myself. I would...
Pete, why do you have to upstage me again?
Ha!
It's just the way I am, dude. I don't know.
Man.
Well thought out process.
Right?
Here's mine. I'm going to blow yours out of the water too, Chris. No, actually yours is very well thought out. But what I used to do is I used to sit and I used to drive people nuts because people would walk all over me. But then once they caught on to what I was doing, then they would sit around me. But I would sit right in front of the partner statue for Electrical Parade. And I'd be facing the railroad, or I'd be facing the Main Street Station. So I'd be sitting right where the red sidewalk meets the road. So, like, literally right in the middle of Main Street. But that's where the parade comes right at you, and then it turns to go around the hub, and then off to Liberty Square. Goodness.
Okay.
So
I already see where this is going. Then when you flip around...
Exactly. Stand up, turn around, take a few steps back, and... Boom. You have a prime spot for Celebrate the Magic and Wishes.
And then those fireworks are backlighting the partner statue to make killer pictures.
Right.
What about the crowds, though, there, Laura?
It's definitely crazy crowded. I mean,
okay.
If you're for me by myself, it wasn't a big deal. If you know, if you're with, you know, kids especially, I would maybe... think about that first before you go ahead and do that, because I would wait in that spot. If the parade was at 9 o'clock, I'd get there probably about 7:30, if not earlier. I'd go to Casey's first, get my mini corn dogs, my fries, my drink, and then park myself in the middle of Main Street. And people were like stepping all over me, running their strollers into me, and then they caught on to what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, I had a crowd of people around me sitting with me. Because
like a
parade...
a hippie camp out.
Yeah. Because the parade is coming right to you, and then it turns.
Okay. I get the point. It's, you know, I'm glad you said that, because the first thing I thought of is, how am I going to get my three kids, you know, my youngest, who's probably already gone south based on the time of the day,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's good. And then how do I leave? How do I bail on that when she is completely done, and I don't want to ruin everyone else's trip?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm staying on the periphery, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's the hard part, because especially once the parade's over with, everybody stands up and turns around for Wishes, and then the herd of people come. Because after the parade goes, I mean, Main Street is crowded with people then, because the street isn't clear anymore. So you have to watch out for that, but that's what I used to do.
Speaking of this Wishes, where are we sitting for that? I'm going to turn around on you, Laura. Where are you sitting for that? Are you staying there? But what if you couldn't stay there? Where else would you go?
If I wasn't watching it from there, I'd probably watch it more towards...
If you weren't claiming squatter's rights in the middle of the hub, where else would you go?
I wasn't sitting in the middle of Main Street. I would go back towards the Main Street Bakery. That's where I tried to Facebook Live the last time. And it was good. I was far enough away where I could see everything and then have to turn my head. But then I was close enough still to be able to see the animation on the castle and everything like that.
Mm. Big man, where are you going?
I'm staying right where I watched electrical parade from.
You're not giving up your seat.
No, why should I? I'm right there anyway.
Okay.
True.
Although, I haven't been there since they redid the hub, so my view may not be what I'm expecting it to be.
That's valid, too. I couldn't verify. What if I told you I might consider leaving the park at that point? And viewing Wishes from a different, optional location, yeah.
From a different resort, say, the Poly?
Perhaps.
Go for it.
You know, at that point in the day, I can completely see the scenario. Dad's villainous, and I've had these kids up since 8 o'clock in the morning. And we've got like 12 hours in on them, and I'm just hoping that my youngest lasts another 15, 20 minutes. So we're kind of on our way back to the car at that point. What if I catch it in the boat, or if I catch it at the other hotel? You know, you get the distance view, but you also get a little separation between you and, you know, the chaos that's going to ensue in the next 20 minutes. You know, that might not be a bad option. For us, you know, dads with young ones, might be a better option completely to start the exodus home.
Yeah.
No, you're not buying, Pete?
No, I'm actually.
Yeah, I'm in.
I mean, I've said a number of times that.
Yeah. I like watching Hollow Wishes from the Poly Beach because, you know, you can still see the fireworks then without getting the party ticket, which might be an option for some people now.
I might have even taken off my shoes and socks and put my feet in the sand to kind of cure that chafing that I got from going on that water ride at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and soaking myself. You know? You guys took me on that ride in the middle of the day, so.
Yeah, we did.
Terrible. So, have we covered everything you want to cover, Laura?
We did.
Okay. What about the monorail? What about the ferry boat back? That's even a better question. Where are you trying to get to from there?
I like sitting or standing in the front of the ferry boat so I can be the first one off.
The first one off? To lead the marathon to the car, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. Well, that was fun. It was different. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Something different.
Awesome. Before we go, if anyone else has a suggestion of something that we missed on rides that we talked about, or if you've got a suggestion on rides that we didn't go on, let us know. Drop us a line. You know, our Facebook page is the WW Review, and you know, feel free to talk to all of us really on Facebook. You know, we all have our own pages there. You know, Peter Pontecorvo, Chris Malik, Laura Fitzpatrick. So feel free to grab us. And anything else, guys?
Nope. I'm good.
Nope. Pete, you want to stop off at Mitsukoshi before we leave?
Really? Really?
That's dirty. Why would
I'm driving you on Sunday, remember, buddy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
See, I've had a change of mind.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, Chris. I meant to swing past your house, but I'm already here. I already parked.
Pete, Laura was telling me she wanted some dried gummy squid. I didn't know. I thought we'd get it there. I'm sorry.
Dried gummy squid?
I'm figuring it's where Pete likes to go. I thought you guys knew. Wait a minute. Something.
It's dried shrimp or dried squid, not gummy shrimp or gummy shrimp. Or
either
gummy squid.
Okay. All right. So, that being said, for my buddies Pete and Laura,
wow.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
See you, everybody.
See you real soon.